We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. It is Friday. In fact, it is Good Friday. Heading into Easter weekend. It is beautiful outside. In my Uber ride to the station just a little while ago, I saw lots of families out. I saw a lot of people out. It's like not many people are working. I'm sure you found traffic to be light this morning. It should be light on your way home. You may be running into some traffic if you're heading out of town, maybe heading east on the I-10. If you want to give us a traffic update, you call our show. But I'm glad you're with us on this Good Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot. Right now, crank it up, because this is what you have been working for. You know, yesterday I got off the air. And like every day after the show, I look for a possible topic for the next day. And I promoted in the promo for the show, the tease for the show, that we would talk about Mayor Cantrell and the traffic speed cameras and school zones. Well, I don't know what I was thinking, but we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about Easter. We'll talk about that next week. The mayor says that this is not a cash grab, and it's only to protect the children. But there's another way to look at this that makes it seem like it really is a cash grab. But we're not going to get into that today. That'll come up on our show next week. Anyway, I'm glad you're with us. It is Good Friday, and many of you are going to be heading to church about 3 o'clock this afternoon. That is the time that it is believed that Christ took his last breath at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's a honoring of that that goes on in many churches around this area. Many of you may be heading out of town. You're heading to what is kind of like your Easter break for the weekend. And I remember many years in my life, from a teenager on, we used to head over to the Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach area. And that's where we went for Easter break. And then, you know, there are all the great stories about Easter break and spring break in Fort Lauderdale and Panama City, Florida. This is not really spring break per se, but it is a big Easter break, and a lot of families and a lot of people just love to hit the road. So if you are on the highway, thank you for being with us. Also, I want to welcome those of you who are streaming our show here or around the country on your tablet, your phone, or your computer, wherever you're listening. Thank you for streaming our show. And, you know, I've had some listeners want to share the show with other family members and friends in other parts of the country. They want to share this show with them. And so what they do is they just explain to them how they can stream the show. And you can find us at WWL.com, on the app, radio.com. And also, if you have one of those smart speakers, Alexa, whatever, any one of those smart speakers, you can simply say, play WWL, and they'll hook you right into the show. So keep that in mind. But anyway, yeah, that's a fun thing to do if you want to share the show with others. Just tell them how to stream us at WWL.com or radio.com. So our bumper music today is going to reflect this is Good Friday, and this is the beginning of Easter weekend. And there are a couple of different things I thought we would talk about. The weather is going to be beautiful for the Crescent City Classic, and we're going to talk to the race director after 2 o'clock, and we'll let you know the latest update on that, but it looks like it's just going to be spectacular. You know, there are a lot of religious movies that are out. There are religious movies have come out, you know, year after year, there's religious movies. And, you know, sometimes there may not be a religious movie release, but over time, there have been a lot of religious movies. Is it wrong for a comedy to be about God, Christ, or religion? Is it okay for there to be a comedy about religion? I mean, I think so. I believe I'm the founder of the activist group, Keep Christ in Comedy. And it was kind of a spinoff of Keep Christ in Christmas, but I thought we should keep Christ in comedy as well. And some of the things that I learned about religion that I really liked came from shows that movies that might be considered comedies. And I'm thinking about Oh God with George Burns and John Denver. I mean, that was such a simple story about God, and yet it was kind of a kind of a comedy with a serious message. So I don't think there's anything wrong, and I hope you don't either, but you can give us your opinion on this. Is there anything wrong with a comedy being about God, Christ, or religion? If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And that's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Is it wrong for a comedy to be about Christ, God, or religion? Here is a text that says to play AC/DC Highway to Hell. Yeah, I mean, I guess we could do that as well on Good Friday. Now, we've got some fun bumper music planned. Much of it is from the rock opera Jesus Christ Superstar. And, you know, I think baby boomers may forget how rebellious they were, because Jesus Christ Superstar was very controversial. Now, again, you could look at the times we live in today and go, oh, it was nothing. No, it wasn't nothing. It was something. It's not fair to judge that rock opera in the context of the world today. It's fair only to judge it in the context of the world at the time. And at the time, the establishment, many in the establishment did not like it. Many in the establishment thought it was blasphemy. Many in the establishment said you should not add rock music to any message about God or Christ or religion. They were absolutely appalled that there was a rock opera about Jesus Christ Superstar, and that Jesus Christ was even called a superstar. Because, I mean, that was like, you know, back in the day, it was, you know, you think the Beatles or you think rock stars as being superstars, and Jesus Christ was called a superstar, and that was something else that offended people. Well, the generation that supported Jesus Christ Superstar is now today's establishment. And I wonder how many people really forget how controversial that was. So we've got some music from JC Superstar coming up throughout our show. By the way, also tonight, and I guess we're going to see it because it looks like the sun is out. It should be a clear enough night to see the full moon. Now, not only is this a full moon, but this is a pink moon. This full moon at this point on the calendar, this full moon is called a pink moon. It's not really pink, but it's going to be a big full moon, and it's called a pink moon because it comes at a time when, you know, flowers and pastels are all the colors from the blooming flowers and everything are coming up. So it goes back many years with the Farmer's Almanac. It was referred to as the pink moon. So that's going to be tonight. And, you know, if you want to blame some kind of abnormal behavior on your part or on the part of others on the full moon, it could be because there's a full moon resting under the horizon right now, and it's going to be rising up over the city, over the country. It's going to be rising up later this evening. So a lot of people believe that people go nuts during a full moon, so you can always blame it on the full moon. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon on this Good Friday, I'm Scoot. Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Is it wrong for a comedy to be about God, Christ, or religion? And what were some of the great comic movies that really had a good message about religion, about God, about Christ? Our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. Here's a text that says, The Gods Must Be Crazy is a great movie. I've never seen it, but I've heard about it. Here's another text that says, Life of Brian. That was funny. I think it's fine for Christ to be in comedy. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. It's Good Friday. This is more music from the rock opera Jesus Christ Superstar, which is part of the baby boomer generation. I'm Scoot on WWL. I'm glad you're with us. You know, I'm tempted to say happy Good Friday, but you're not supposed to do that. I mean, look, a lot of people are out. People are planning crawfish boils. This is a festive time. But it's also a very solemn time, particularly in the Catholic Church. And there was a time many years ago, and maybe some baby boomers remember this. I did not grow up Catholic, so I have no recollection of this. But I knew people in my generation who grew up Catholic, and they were telling me that their parents would not let them listen to the radio watch TV. They couldn't go to movies. They couldn't do anything. It was a very, very solemn day. And maybe it was a solemn day until 3 o'clock. I don't know what happened after that. But for the most part, this was a solemn day when you were really not supposed to have fun. And you've got a beautiful spring-like Good Friday heading into Easter weekend right now. And, you know, you can just tell that people are in a vacation party kind of mood. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And so we've got some great bumper music planned for you this afternoon based on Good Friday and Easter weekend. And also we're talking about my campaign to keep Christ in comedy. And there are those that just don't think that there should be any line drawn there, that there's Christ, there's God, there's religion, and then there's comedy. And I think that's wrong. I've got a text here that says the Saturday Night Live skit with Tim Tebow and Jesus was hilarious. Yes, it was. Remember when Tim Tebow was was briefly one of the Denver Broncos? And they had a scene with Tim Tebow in the locker room. I don't remember all of it, but Jesus was in the locker room with him. And I think Jesus was one of the players. And I thought it was hysterical. And boy, I'll tell you, that Monday, the Monday after that aired on Saturday Night Live, on this show, there were people complaining. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. What is another good movie that was a comical movie that was about God, Christ, or religion that really had a good message to it? Here's a text that says, listening from Iowa, coming home Monday. You sound good. Keep up the good work. That is from Deb and Victor. Love and happy Easter. Deb and Victor, happy Easter. Love you guys, too. And, you know, we do love to share this show with others. And, you know, sometimes we talk about stuff that people want to talk to others about. Well, if you want them to know what you're listening to, just share the show with them. Tell them wherever they are in the country, wherever they are around the world. Tell them how to get the show. Go to radio.com. It's an app. And then just WWL. Click in WWL. You'll find the show. You can also find us at WWL.com. And if you have one of those smart speakers like Alexa, you can just say, play WWL, and the thing will play it for you. Here is a text. This is another text about a good movie that was kind of a comedy, but it was a good movie about Christ. Bruce Almighty. This text says, was a good one. I laughed my butt off. Here's a text that says, my pastor lost a bet with our youth group and had to preach with green hair. That's cool. See, I mean, I like those religious leaders with a sense of humor because, my God, man, there are some out there that are just so damn serious. And I'm thinking about the guy in San Antonio with the Cornerstone Super Church, John Hagee. Is that his name? You know, sometimes the religious channels, the Christian broadcast channels, sometimes it's comedy when some of these people get on there. And Hagee, multi-millionaire, and he made his money by scaring people. I mean, basically, he does the same thing as people who make horror films. He makes money scaring people. And he's got everybody scared of God, and if you don't do this or you don't do that, or if this doesn't... And he's always talking about the end of the world. He's always talking about the signs that this is the end. This is going to lead to the end. I haven't heard him recently. I don't know whether he's reformed or not. But he's this big revered, and I mean big revered pastor, and I just think it's a shame when they use fear to cause people to believe in them. Here's a text, and I totally agree this. I agree with this. Great movie about religion. I mean, great movie about religion. Taught me a lot. I don't know if it taught me a lot, but it comforted me. It reassured me about a lot of things about God, Christ, and religion, and I thought it was really funny. Remember the movie Dogma? I mean, everybody was in that movie. Jay and Silent Bob, Jason Lee, Chris Rock, George Carlin. I mean, I think the list went on. And, I mean, it was just awesome. Here is Chris Rock talking about how people reacted to the movie Dogma, and sometimes there was controversy.
If you believe in God, a movie is like nothing. It's nothing. They're insulting God by even entertaining this. You know, Muhammad Ali didn't chase midgets. Hey, he said something bad about me.
So, you know, yeah, he's right. I mean, I don't know why people get so hung up on all that. I'm not going to talk about this today, but there is a legitimate study out, a legitimate study. Well, I don't know how legitimate, but there is a study out, and it's being published, that makes a direct correlation between religious fundamentalism and brain damage. Really, I don't know where that comes from, but I saw that. We're not going to talk about it today, but I just thought that was interesting, and maybe there's no connection, but just the very idea that somebody would find some kind of connection between religious fundamentalism and brain damage, that's a little extreme. Here's a text. Bruce Almighty with Morgan Freeman as God. If you think about God, I mean, Morgan Freeman certainly would have, I mean, God's voice would be like Morgan Freeman. Definitely, or his voice would be like Orson Welles, or one of those characters with the deep voice. Here's a text that says, South Park movie, God and the Devil, both in there. South Park movie was funny, and a great message. And a lot of people think South Park is just totally crude, and it is. But there really is a message in almost every South Park movie. Here's a text that says, Scoot, you might be going to hell. Yeah, I might be. I mean, we don't know, do we? I mean, nobody's ever gone and come back. You know, all this talk in the world of Islam about with the terrorists, the extremists in the world of Islam, that when they die, there's going to be 72 virgins greeting them. Nobody has gone and come back to tell them about that. Nobody. And it's interesting that we believe what we believe, but nobody's gone and actually come back. And I've even asked, I asked this of Bill Maher when I talked to Bill Maher on the show recently. He's basically an atheist. And I said, when it comes to life after death, do you hope you're wrong? And he said, well, that's a really interesting question. He said, I hadn't really thought about that. But yeah, I mean, if you're an atheist, if you don't think there's life after death, do you hope you're wrong? I mean, don't you hope that if you die, that there's this whole life waiting for you, that there's something after this? I would think that you would want to be wrong. Anyway, if you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. This text says something that I mentioned at the very beginning of this conversation, Oh God, with George Burns and John Denver. Great movie. It just really breaks down the simplicity of God, and it kind of defies organized religion in a lot of ways, and I thought there was a really good message in that movie. All right, I'm Scoot. We're continuing with our campaign, Keep Christ in Comedy. And I remember when this song came out in the 90s, Joan Osborne doing this song, One of Us, What If God Was One of Us? There was controversy, like, well, God can't be one of us. Well, wait a minute. Isn't he supposed to be one of us? And there's just so many things in the Bible that cause you to think that anybody could be Christ, and Christ could be in anybody. And sometimes you see the least of the population and dismiss it, and you're told that, you know, Christ could be there. God is there. So, you know, a really nice message. We've got some great bumper music planned for this Good Friday afternoon. It is also Free for All Friday, but yeah, I don't want to get too serious here. So if you want to call about anything or anything we talked about this week, let's just make sure it's not serious. Yes, the Mueller report is still in the news, and President Trump is going wacko over the Mueller report. At first he was celebrating, and now he's kind of crazy over it because it seems as if there's some stuff in there that is not favorable to him. And we'll talk more about that next week. I'm not going to belabor that because that topic's going to go on forever. We'll talk about it when there's peaks. And when we don't have to talk about it, we're just going to let it go. But it's a significant discussion still happening. And we still don't know what's going to happen. There are steps that Congress can take. And apparently we're learning more and more about Robert Mueller not wanting to make decisions and leaving it up to Congress to make decisions. So I guess now it's in the hands of Congress. We'll talk about it when we need to. We're talking about religious movies, the best ones with the best message. And also, is it wrong for a comedy to be about God, Christ, or religion? Is it okay to have Christ in comedy? That's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. 57% say yes. Oh, no, I see. The question is it wrong for a comedy to be about God, Christ, or religion? 57%, yeah, it's wrong. 57% say it's wrong. Excuse me. 43% say, no, it's not wrong. Man, I'm with the 43% on this one. Okay, having done stand-up and studied comedy along with mass communication, comedy reinforces what is true. Comedy reinforces reality. Comedy is an exaggeration of reality. And it is through that exaggeration that we laugh at something because we know it's ridiculous. In recognizing that something is ridiculous, that makes us realize what really is. For example, if there was a joke about something that Christ would never do, and I'm not making up a joke, but I'm just giving a premise here. If there was a joke about something Christ would never do, people would be critical of that because Christ would never do that. But if it's a funny joke and you laugh at it, you realize it's funny because Christ would never do that. So it only reinforces what the true image of Christ really is. Delco, you're on WWL.
What's up, Scoop?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to hear your voice, man.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
You got me laughing already, man.
Well, I know. I hope
about
that's
appropriate. The comedy jokes.
I hope that's appropriate.
Yeah, it is. Hey, man, I think one of the great movies I watched, it took me a long time to realize, to really hit my spirit over the years. And I had to sit down and watch this movie over and over and over again to really catch the reality of it, was Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur. You had to watch it more than once?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what you picked up after watching it more than once.
Well, I picked up about it. It was about two young good friends, Ben-Hur and his brother. I mean, one of his partners were really good friends, and they lived among Ben-Hur family and had great time, grew up as young men, and it got to be grown men. And Ben-Hur was a Jew, and his friend was a Roman soldier. And the way the movie started was that they was coming to the town with their soldiers and been heard and watching the family, watching above the balcony of the house. And all of a sudden, a shingle falls off the house and falls down and hit one of the generals and wind up hurting the generals. And his best friend was just coming into the Roman soldiers. He didn't like the Jews, so he was a Roman soldier. And he goes into his own friend's house and gets his mother and his sister arrested and throws them into prison. And then they send Ben-Hur to the dungeon. And by saying all that, it comes to the point when Ben-Hur was marching down this mountain and he's tired, he's worn out. And all of a sudden, Jesus shows up in this house. And the soldiers say, don't give him no water, don't give him nothing. Give him water, but don't give him no water. So Jesus goes and he gives this Ben-Hur some water. So as Ben-Hur gets up, he walks away and he sees Jesus. And he was astonished about this man. Something was strange about him. And then cut it all short. At the end of the movie, Ben-Hur was not a Christian because his mother and his family put in the dungeon and he was, you know, never did see his mama for years and his sister. And all of a sudden, at the late of the movie, was Paul, the guy that played as Paul. He finally found Christ. And all of a sudden, Jesus walking with the cross to be crucified. And all of a sudden, he was wore out and tired. And all of a sudden, Ben-Hur brings his mama to listen to Jesus minister to get saved and get the leprosy off of them.
Yeah. So, I saw that movie when I was much, much younger, and I didn't realize it had such strong religious connotations.
Yeah. And you know, at the end part of it, Ben-Hur goes and he gives Jesus water. Hmm. And all of a sudden, he say, I recognize this man. When I was thirsty, he gave me water.
Wow.
When I was hungry, he fed me, you know, and all through the whole movie. And his best friend that was trying to destroy his life, he wound up dying in the race. You know, they had the horse race.
Yeah.
And he told Ben-Hur it wasn't over, that his mother and his sister were still alive.
Well, Delco,
so if I was anybody, that's a great movie to watch. You know, man, if anybody want to watch that movie, it's a great movie. I advise them to watch it on a story, because it's all about two people that loved one another, and all of a sudden, over the years, they started hating one another. So it's all about love.
Well, Delco, I appreciate you sharing that synopsis of Ben-Hur with us, and I appreciate the call. I've got a text here that says, Ben-Hur is not a comedy. Well, one Ben-Hur was not a comedy, but there was a Ben-Hur comedy that was done by the LGBT community, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. This is rapper Lecrae, who's a Christian rapper, and here's one of his Christian rap songs on WWL. Much of our bumper music this afternoon on our show on WWL is from the rock opera Jesus Christ Superstar, the song done by Ted Neely and Yvonne Elliman. Ted Neely's the guy who played Christ in the play, in the movie. And this is What's the Buzz? I've got a text here that says, I'm not a big rap fan, but that sounded pretty good. Going to have to listen for more. Yeah, Lecrae, and it's spelled L-E-C-R-A-E. Lecrae, L-E-C-R-A-E. He's a young Christian rapper. And, you know, again, there are people who object to the music that delivers the message. And I just believe that's absurd. And it goes back to the baby boomer generation supporting Jesus Christ Superstar, and their parents, my parents and their parents, they were critical, in general, as a generation, they were critical because they thought it was blasphemous to use rock music to tell the story of Christ. And, you know, everything that's in the Bible, for those who don't appreciate this, everything that's in the Bible was reflective of the times in which it was written. Well after Christ died, but the Bible was written a long time ago. And there were certain things that were acceptable in society. There are certain references in the Bible that indicate the Bible was a very contemporary piece of work. It was modern. And when you think about the parables that Jesus used to tell his stories or to convey a message by telling these stories, that's a contemporary way to get a message across. If Christ were here today doing that, who's to say he wouldn't be using rap music? Who's to say he wouldn't be using rock music? So that's what I find interesting about the judgment of that, because the Bible was very contemporary in the times in which it was written. From Metairie, Dave, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, sure. A movie came to mind for me was Little Nicky, with Adam Sandler. I know it's, you know, he's a devil, but at the end, you know, his mom's in heaven and, you know, she's the good. And you know, well, I don't know if you've seen the movie.
No,
but
I haven't
seen it. It was hilarious. Oh, it's hilarious. And it's... you'll watch it over and over. I mean, it's you know, it's kind of on that order.
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate the call. Yeah, we're talking about good religious movies, and in particular, I want to focus on the comedies that really did have a good message about God, about Christ, or about religion. And this is part of my campaign, Keep Christ in Comedy. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, hell is not funny. Well, we don't know. I mean, it didn't look like that much fun in the South Park movie. But, I mean, we don't know. Nobody's gone and come back. Nobody's gone in either direction and come back to tell you about it specifically. So what you believe is just based on your faith. Here's a text that says, Easter movie category, Barabbas. I don't know why I'm stumbling on this. Barabbas. I think that's it. All right. Anyway, Anthony Quinn stars in that movie. And another one in the category, The Big Lebowski. Was The Big Lebowski about Easter? Was that about God? Was that about Christ? I don't know. I don't remember anything about that movie. I remember the sequel, which was about Bill Clinton. It was The Big Lewinsky. But that was a pretty funny movie. Here's a text. God killed everybody on earth and let his only son be slaughtered, yet y'all worship him. Silly. Well, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't understand that. From Slidell, Pete, you're on WWL.
Scoot.
Hey, Pete.
How about Monty Python's Life of Brian?
Epic. Epic. Epic proportions.
There is when they're sitting there on the Sermon of the Mount on the hillside, and Jesus is saying, blessed are the peacemakers. And the old man that's deaf said, what'd he say? And the guy goes, I think he said, blessed are the cheesemakers. Not to be taken literally, of course.
No, I mean, it's funny stuff. I mean, I think the comedy does really reinforce what is real. And if you can give somebody a message about God or Christ or comedy, God or Christ or religion through comedy, then you've basically, you know, presented the story. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You've presented the message. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Is it wrong for a comedy to be about God, Christ, or religion? Now it's 50-50. 50% say yes, 50% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Another text says Dogma. Yeah, I mentioned that just a few minutes ago. Dogma, to me, is one of the best comedies about religion, about God, about Christ. And Dogma deals with so many. It's a Kevin Smith movie. And it deals with so many aspects of Christ and religion. And George Carlin was in it as well. It was awesome. More music from Jesus Christ Superstar. And that was considered blasphemous many years ago when it first came out. Oh, my God, you can't call Jesus Christ a superstar. How does Jesus Christ not fit the definition of superstar? I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. It's Good Friday, beginning of Easter weekend. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us this afternoon on WWL. We're talking about Good Friday. I'm talking about the miracle of what happened. We're talking about Easter Sunday. It is a beautiful day today. It's going to be even nicer tomorrow and Easter Sunday. Sometimes we don't have a great Easter weekend. Now we have a great Easter weekend. So let's enjoy this. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Is it wrong for a comedy to be about God, Christ, or religion? Still 50-50. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I'm getting more text about good comedies that had a really good religious message about religion, God, or Christ. Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty. That was really a good movie. Here's another one. History of the World, Part 1 and 2 by Mel Brooks. And here's another text that says, Monty Python and the Meaning of Life. And I'm getting more and more text about Dogma. I'm so glad that so many of you are into the movie Dogma. And if you've never seen it, maybe this would be a great weekend to watch Dogma. It's a brilliant movie by Kevin Smith. Chris Rock is in it. Jay and Silent Bob. George Carlin. And another controversial thing about the movie. The person who plays God. Alanis Morissette. She's a woman. And so that freaked some people out. But, I mean, we don't know. God might be a woman. And there's a lot we really don't know. Here is a text that says, the only true believers in all of these religious holidays are the retailers and the merchants. Everyone else is just following everyone else. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'll get right back to your calls when we come back right after the news, and we will continue this conversation. Great bumper music planned for you all afternoon, going in and out of our breaks, much of it from Jesus Christ Superstar, but we've picked out a couple of other songs that we'll play for you, and hopefully it fits this Good Friday mood, which, you know, it's Good Friday, but it's also a solemn time. This is the day that Christ died, and it is recognized that Christ took his last breath at 3 o'clock on Good Friday afternoon. And many of us went through that whole moment last week during Palm Sunday in the reading of the Passion Play. So if you're on hold, hang on. If you do want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. And also, we're going to talk about the possibility. What if archaeologists? Well, I'm not going to say it here. Well, we'll start that next hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.